Hello. In this tutorial, we will be looking at how to use something called a quick mask to make your selections perfect. Now, I have a photo here of Chris Brown, and I want to take Chris Brown out of his background and paste him into a new image. Well, to do that, I'm going to have to make a selection around him and then cut him out and paste him in a new image. The tool that I would use to do this is the path tool, and I would create a path around him similar to this. Then I would click on selection from path right here. And what you end up with is a selection from the path that I created. Now, from this distance, this selection looks pretty good. But if we zoom in, we can see that my path wasn't very accurate. Can you see in this area here, I'm off with my selection? Similarly, here. So I'm going to teach you today a new advanced technique to make corrections to this and make it just perfect. The new technique we're going to learn is something called the quick mask. And if you can see, there's when I hover over here, there's a little blue button that appears. And you can see the words when I hover over it. It says toggle quick mask, or I can click Shift Q. But I'm gonna click on this and watch what happens. Now, what is applied over this image is called a quick mask. Everything that's in pink is outside of the selection, and everything that is not pink is inside of the selection. So we can see that error spot that I showed you before is right here, and we can see that where that selection line goes. Well, here's the nice thing. With a quick mask, if I paint onto a quick mask using any of my paint tools, for instance, my paintbrush, if I paint onto my quick mask black, I'll actually paint pink. And like I said before, when it's pink, it means it's outside of the selection. So if I turn off the quick mask, we can see that I've just altered where my selection is going. So I'm going to hit Control Z, of course, to get rid of that. Now, let's say I want to get really close in here and kind of fix this area right here. Well, I always like to use a fuzzy brush when I'm working with quick masks. And I like to, I mean, you got to get the size right. So that's probably a little bit too big. Let's see what this does. Okay, so I paint that in. The fuzzy brush gives it a nice touch. Then I click that off, and you can see that I've just corrected that area right there. So let's turn it back on and come up here. And I'm painting that black right along there. Now I turn it off. And it's pretty good. It's a lot better. I got a little bit of an error right here. Okay, let's try it one more time. So I'm going to come around and just get it really, really tight against his shoulder here. But what happens if I mess up and I get pink where there's not supposed to be pink? Well, remember that if I'm painting with black, I get pink. But what happens if I start to paint with white? It's going to do the opposite. So if you can see this little button right here, it flips these colors. So if I click on this button, now I'm actually painting with white, and watch what it does to the pink. It takes the pink away. So I've just corrected a mistake that I had. Now when I turn this back off, it's pretty good. Now you have to be careful not to paint when you're in regular mode, because if I paint in regular mode, notice that I'm painting white. So I'll control Z. I have to make sure that I'm on my mask here. I got my mask on, and then I can come in and kind of paint away, then change the color when I need to, and get really close. And then turn it back off. I mean, that is almost a perfect selection right there. So, what we're learning how to do is turn on and off a quick mask, on, off, to edit your selections and make them just perfect. So you can see here that I got to paint some black in here. So I'm going to turn the mask on, and I'm going to come in and get it really close. Turn it back off. Oh, I got a little bit too close, so I'm going to switch the colors and just ease it off a little bit. And that is perfect. So play around with the quick mask and see if you can get your selections to be perfect.